Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sister Shirley Finneran, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Sister Shirley, you're going to be in Audubon at the Audubon Public Library tomorrow evening, that's Wednesday the 27th, to talk about human trafficking. Can you define that, kind of give us the bigger picture before we maybe get more specific? When we talk about human trafficking, what are we talking about?
We are really talking about people who are actually in a forced position of providing labor or sex for profit. And we often refer to it as modern slavery in our time. It's the number two crime in the United States.
Oh, amazing. Wow, I didn't realize that number. And it's been, of course, going on forever in history. But why are we now, I think, a little more aware of it? I mean, it used to be it was foreign countries. It was something we just talked about. But it's here and it's now.
Exactly. And that's what I thought as well. And I teach social work at Briar Cliff, and that's pretty much what I thought until about 4 or 5 years ago when I began to learn how prevalent it is in the United States, and then also how prevalent it is in every community in all of our states, and certainly in Iowa, it is as well, in small rural towns as well as some of our cities.
So were there students of yours at Briarcliff who kind of brought this attention to you, or were they sort of going like they didn't know what was going on either?
Well, I think for the most part, most of us in services probably didn't realize it. Law enforcement, I don't think, realized it too, because we've looked at persons who have been sex trafficked, especially, as persons who preferred and chose to sell their bodies for sex, and we've identified that as prostitution, and we have thought that that it was their choice to do that, and never really understood that many of the people who are for sale for sex are forced to provide those services for some kind of profit for someone else other than themselves.
Yeah, I guess we have seen in movies and so on that, hopefully realize that the person who is selling themselves is not making a lot of money. Somebody else is running that show.
Right, and usually no money, and also they're being beaten and mistreated, often killed as well.
It's something that obviously you feel strongly about and all of us need to know more about. And so where can we get information? What should we know, Sister Shirley?
Well, we should know that that everyone at any age can be trafficked, and also that people who buy sex or who really use people for labor without paying them come from all walks of life and all cultures. One of the points that we need to know in Iowa is that because many of our residents are very trusting of other people, young people are very much sought after to be recruited because they're trusting. So when I'm going to be talking in your communities, and at Audubon, I'll be talking about social media, which is primarily the way that young people, are recruited today. And of course, young people use a lot of social media. So we're not really talking about somebody driving into a Audubon or any local town and snatching, you know, people from the street. They really develop a relationship and seem to give the idea that they really care about this person and they want to help them. And they especially target people who may be lonely or maybe not have money to provide for themselves or are in some kind of problem. And with what people and how people post on social media, people who are predators can recruit from social media, and they can look at someone who has a bad day and you know, just indicate that no one loves me and I hate my parents and the whole lingo that any young person can get into. And when young people are forced with making decisions and choosing friends, sometimes because of their age, their cognitive abilities are not fully formed to make wise decisions. And so what I'll be talking about is what human trafficking is, and also how to protect young people from being recruited over social media. And small children also can be targets as well as at any age.
That's sort of the picture running through my mind are, first of all, those teenagers who really want to run away from home. And that may be often, or it may be just one bad day that kind of hit the day. But it could be those younger kids. I'm sure there's something that people really want, those younger kids. But what about older people? Let's say people 30, 40, 50. Surely there's less likely.
They can also be targeted, and they can also be recruited. So that at any age, but typically we really see people in Iowa probably age 12 or maybe older than that in Iowa, which doesn't mean that someone younger can't be recruited. So in Iowa, we know that we have evidence of a person age 2 to 92 being recruited yeah. and providing sex for others for profit and having someone traffic them.
That sort of blows my mind. You say yeah. 2 to 92. So what can we do in our communities to be aware? I mean, what can we do?
Well, so law enforcement and when those of us who are educating tell people, when you see something that doesn't look right and you think that this person may be in danger or someone else may be controlling them, there's a hotline number that can be called, and I can give that to you right now, you can also see it online very easily.
Okay.
It's 888-37-37-888.
Okay.
And what happens is that we don't have to know that this person is being trafficked. We can just call them and say, I'm seeing this young teenage girl or a girl, and they seem to be frightened of this person that they're with, or they just may seem to be frightened. Oftentimes this will happen like at a convenience store. And so we tell people to watch to see if a car is waiting for them to pick them up. Like if they don't seem to have like a purse, or they might have more than one phone. Teenagers all have phones, but they might have four or five phones, which means that if any of those phones ring, that's somebody asking for service, their trafficker signing them up, that's pretty abnormal. And so we just ask that the person call that hotline and just tell what they see. They don't have to know that it's trafficking. They just have to, if they see something that doesn't look normal, then to call and just to tell that hotline. Then they will, and so trafficking is a felony, it's a federal crime. And so they will call the local law enforcement. So in some communities, there is local law enforcement always on duty, but in smaller communities, we don't always find that. So in Iowa, we have federal agents who are working with human trafficking, and there are cases that have been already prosecuted. But it's difficult because it's a long process, and it's sometimes hard to prove because people who have been trafficked also believe often that their trafficker really cares about them, and so they don't always want to give them up for fear of what might happen to other people that have been trafficked or their family. And we also know that some parents traffic their own kids for money, and whether that's for drugs or for just providing basic necessities.
Mm-hmm. Well, in a really good world, maybe we'd all be better neighbors and listen, I'm saying real basic, you know, listen to people who have a problem, not going up and talking to that person that maybe you think you have a problem. Now is the hotline time.
It is. So, yeah, and we don't encourage people to rescue because we're interfering with a crime. So I do a lot of educating, and I'm going to start a house for women who have been sex trafficked. But I don't go out and try to rescue persons who are being trafficked would involve law enforcement, because that's their job to really be involved in that, because a person who tries to interfere could also endanger their own life.
Good point. And you will have lots more information to give. That's tomorrow evening at the Audubon Public Library, 6:30 p.m. Everybody's invited to learn more about human trafficking and being aware, and maybe what we could help do. And we will post this number that you've given me along with this program, so that people can check that out. So we want to thank you very much, Sister Shirley Finneran, for visiting with us and being in Audubon tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. My pleasure.
Until next time, here's a thought from Calvin Coolidge. Nothing in the world can take the place of perseverance. Perseverance and determination are omnipotent.